Good evening and welcome to At Home With, the series in which I, Peregrine Wastrel, chat informally with some of the leading lights of contemporary theatre. After 269 episodes, I am rather casting my net a little wider. Today I'm speaking with two performers who, according to this piece of paper they've thrust at me, are living legends of the stage, from the Cameo Theatre Ballylooney to the Weaver's Tap House at Inversbrocket. Today I am at home with Randolph and Calpurnia Beesboom.
Beesbum!
I'm sorry, come again.
Beesbum, you silly man. It's pronounced Beesbum.
But it's Dutch, surely. Beesboom.
Beesbum!
Right, point taken. So Randolph and Calpurnia, bees.
Bum!
Exactly. Could you perhaps tell us a little about your most recent performances?
Ah, should I wax eloquent in praise of our most recent appearance at the Niggly Nook Theatre in Ochenshugel?
You should, my dear. Indeed, you must.
It's not a theatre I've heard of.
You shall, young man, you shall. They have been carrying out the most extravagant refurbishment, beginning with the seating.
Yes, they have installed some proper benches in place of those flimsy folding chairs, and in doing so, expanded the seating capacity to... what was it, my dove?
A full dozen, at least. And do not forget, my sweet, that they have also improved the acoustics.
Indeed, why now on some evenings you can almost hear the applause.
Yes, fascinating, I'm sure. Perhaps I could ask you about the recent trend for veteran stage performers to appear on the big screen.
The talkies, you mean?
Have you not then received any offers from Hollywood?
It has remained a confidential secret until now, but I was offered the part of Magento in a garish motion picture entitled The X-Men. I declined, of course.
The part was immediately snatched up by that self-seeking whippersnapper, McLean.
You mean Ian McKellen?
Exactly.
Were you not tempted then?
No, I informed them quite pointedly that I had no interest in playing the part of a transsexual.
A transsexual? I'm afraid I don't follow.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man, the film is called The X-Men. How much clearer could it be?
I'm not sure that you grasped the...
We have been reliably informed that the subject matter of the film is genetic mutation. And I think we all know what that is code for.
No prancing about in silly costumes for me. Give me a stiff dose of Romeo and Juliet every time.
Ah, my peach, I recall how smoothly you slipped into Romeo's youthful tights.
Hush, my plum. He wasn't supposed to find out about that.
Yes, perhaps you could tell us what to expect from you in the coming year.
We will be launching a touring show entitled A Cultural Cornucopia with the Beesbums.
Now this will commence with some extracts from Hamlet, in which, for the first time, I shall expose my freshly polished Polonius.
I'm sure we'll all look forward to that.
We shall also titillate the audience with a dramatic recitation of selected classic verses from the great poets.
Yes, we shall wander lonely as a clown that trips and gambles upon the swain, as Alfred Lord Prufrock has so elegantly put it.
Bish, my dear, bish!
I beg your pardon, my pumpkin?
Percy Bysshe Longfellow. It was who composed that most moving ode.
I must beg to digress, my sweetling. Longfellow's the genius behind the lines. There is some carton in a fallow field that is forever mangled.
Ha! You err in your attribution, delight of my eye. Those dulcet syllables surely drip from the golden quill of William Jobsworth.
I'm sure you've whetted the appetite of our listeners. Thank you and good night. Randolph and Calpurnia, Beesboom.
Beesbum!
Of course, bees.
Bum!